Our sixth one ain't going to a tiebreaker, folks, because this one is a landslide right here. Best color commentator. Going down the list of guys who only got one vote, and there's a lot of guys that only got one vote in this one. It was all over the place. I went for, and maybe this is slight cheating, because I love the guy in Edge NFL matchup, and I love that kind of stuff, but I love his ability to dissect film. I really get into that hardcore kind of stuff, really in whatever sport, but football tends to lend itself to that so much. He's been every bit as great on Monday Night Football as I thought he would be. I voted for Ron Jaworski. So I guess with that lengthy explanation there, I can take myself out of having to talk about the individual vote later on. We'll just defer to the other guys here. That was my reason for voting for Ron Jaworski. We had a
I could add to you that I've actually worked for the guy.
Really?
When I was in the hotel business. He owned a hotel in the Philly area. It was my last hotel job. Great guy. Memorizes everybody's name, anybody he comes across. It's amazing.
Yeah, because everything I've heard, you know, secondhand and thirdhand, is that he's a real cool guy. It's great to hear that. That's, you know, you're always glad to hear that the people that you know you hear are quality human beings actually turn out to be. Russ cast a vote for Joe Garagiola. I'll ask him about that individually when we're going around here. We had one vote apiece for a lot of different guys here. We had one vote apiece for Rex Huddler, one for. And the guy who cast the vote's a good friend of mine, but I can't believe I'm going to say this. Rich Gannon? Are you kidding me? although, Rich Gannon is like Shakespeare compared to the next guy, Myron Cope. That's pretty bad.
Obviously another Steelers fan.
Samantha Jones, yes, Steeler fan extraordinaire.
Oh, God.
Myron Cope getting that vote. Ralph Kiner getting a vote, old school.
I remember Ralph Kiner on the old Mets broadcast.
Kiner's
Those
corner.
Were great. Those were great.
WOR, baby.
Oh, yeah. Rusty Staub in right field. Not good.
Oh, man. Good stuff there. Hubie Brown got a vote. This other guy, one of our other voters, I think, cheated a little bit. Don Cherry, maybe he's – and we'll ask Russ about this when we're going around here. He's probably done some color commentary from time to time at various points in his career. God knows that's not what he's best known for. He's a studio guy by and large, but Don Cherry got a vote. Bob Brenly got a vote. Very happy. Fellow Ohio University Bobcat Bob Brenly getting a vote here tonight. Nice to see a Bobcat represented in this. Walt Frazier received a vote. So did Monsanto. So did Troy Aikman. So did Merlin Olson. And so did Jeff Van Gundy. So a lot of different people got only one vote in this category here. I believe there's only one gentleman, and I'm scanning down the list here. Yeah, there's only one guy who got multiple votes.
Mm-hmm.
And as I know you're counting them up, Dave, how many did he get?
Seven.
Seven votes for our winner in the category, John Madden. So John Madden is going to be announced as our winner. And talking about the individual ballots cast, I already gave my profuse praise for Jaws here, so we can skip me as far as more on the subject here. Dave, you voted for the winner, John Madden. Thoughts?
He's just, you know, I know he's been... He's kind of a caricature of himself these days, and
or
now
was.
Now that he's retired, he probably got overdone on certain some of the things he was doing, but I think his experiences, if you look back on his coaching experiences with the Raiders, he brought that, and you know. He's one of those guys, I don't know if you could say, you almost want to say, and no offense to his football coaching, but he's almost better known as a football commentator now than he was a football coach.
Or kids. Kids are like, you're the guy from the Madden game.
Right, in the Madden game. But that's not to take anything away from his football coaching,
right.
Because he really was good, and he probably got out at the right time. And that's just because he's been around for so long.
Right.
He does offer some good insight, and you know, and going back on why I voted for Al Michaels is if you look back, Al Michaels, you know, when there was an issue, a topic that came up that talked about a player or a certain situation, he picked John Madden's brain on, you know, what it was like. What was it like when you were the coach? What was it like when you had to have a relationship with a quarterback or a player who was getting in trouble or blah, 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 blah. And I think, or what, you know, how did you run training camp? Those kind of questions. And I think he was able to more than certainly when Madden was on Fox with Summerall. I don't think Summerall was that, you know, as good as picking Madden's brain as Michael's was. So I think, you know, there's a lot to it, but Madden was one of the categories that I looked at when we first looked at this a few weeks ago, and I said this was going to be one of the no-brainers.
Yeah, and purely in terms of nostalgia, I'm surprised Summerall didn't get more votes. It is interesting that the guy who voted for Merlin Olsen also voted for Dick Enberg. That was a package deal right there. Heavy-duty nostalgia on that one, no question about it. Russ, moving to you, again, you voted in this one for Joe Garagiola. Talk about that, and also, you know, preface it with Don Cherry. You would know more about this probably than the rest of us here. He's probably at least dabbled in color commentary somewhere along the way, right? But it's not really what he's known for, obviously.
Yeah, I think other than what he does with Hockey Night in Canada, I think he did dabble with the Bruins. So I think that's probably what's being talked about. I don't think he did it for very long, if he even did it much at all. But Hockey Night in Canada, certainly he's a colorful guy. So,
okay.
Joe Garagiola, Game of the Week, just tremendous. He was another guy that if you wanted a story, he could make you laugh. He could work with anybody, and I think he did work with Scully and Costas at different times for Game of the Week, right? I think
those
were the lineups, and he was always the constant. And he just, you know, he just made it fun to watch a ball game, and I watched him for a very long time. And then also, if you do get the baseball package, he will come on some Arizona Diamondbacks home games and still do them. And the guy's a gem, and he'll just make you laugh.
Yeah, that's a nice piece of nostalgia right there. You know, thinking about listening to Joe Garagiola on the Game of the Week, and you know, guys like me, it does take you back to the childhood a little bit. But the winner on this one in a landslide, John Madden. So we raise the Dundee Award to the John Madden, our next inductee into the Pantheon. We move now to sports movie. And this is very interesting. And I know for those of us who are here in studio tonight who are looking at the spreadsheet, these spreadsheets are basically chronological. So when you look at the column going down, this is the votes as they were coming in. And it's always interesting. Theoretically, everything's completely random. I mean, theoretically, one vote could be as likely to be this as the next, and yet we're getting runs. You'll notice this as you're looking at this. There was a run for our winner in this very late. Most of the votes on it came in late, and it was just really random that that's the way that it went. But the movies that got one vote apiece for best sports movie, Rocky got one vote apiece. That was from Russ. He can talk about that in a moment here. One vote for Hoosiers. One vote for, and very few things really make me want to retch, but one vote for Rudy. And this is a good friend of mine that cast that vote. But gee whiz, Rudy, of all the things, my gosh. One vote for, as we scan down here, what else got only one? I'm sorry, Hoosiers had two votes.
Right.
We had one vote for Slapshot.
Yep.
And looking at this here, one vote for Remember the Titans. Mm-hmm. Our producer here, Puyan, cast that one. It was the last vote that came in. It was for Remember the Titans. That was, and I said to him when I saw his ballot, I said, I'm glad somebody voted for it. That was a good movie. I didn't vote for it, but I'm glad somebody did. I voted for a movie that was close but no cigar on this. It was in the running until very late, and it surprised me because I didn't think there would be enough support for it. It had four votes, but it's going to come up short. I voted for Miracle. And, I am a mark for the story. The U.S. Olympic team at Lake Placid in 1980. But, Dave, there was a couple of us that went to go see it. I remember I saw it with you and a couple other of our friends and just really loved it. It was a great movie, and I thought it's a little bit of an uphill battle, I think, to tell that story that well. And that's what happened with that movie. I thought they did a great job with it. So that was my justification for my vote with Miracle. The other votes that came in for which there was more than one vote, there was a little bit of support for Major League. Major League had, in looking at this here, three different votes.
Yep.
Major League was making a run for a while here. Caddyshack got three votes as well. So Caddyshack was looking like a contender here for a while. Field of Dreams ended up getting two votes.
Yep. Two.
So it was in the mix here for a while. And other ones that got more than one vote, was there
the natural?
The natural
got two. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think
that's it.
All of them except for the winner.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And our winner in this one here, it got four votes. Five votes total, right?
Five.
All right, so just barely edging out in the end, Miracle, and other ones as well here. Bull Durham ended up being the winner, which, again, I can't say anything bad about that. It was a great movie. I enjoyed it. It's an iconic movie, you know, for obvious reasons. But, again, I just liked Miracle that much better. But in going around here with the different votes, Dave, you voted for Bull Durham, and it turned out to be the winner.
And you know what? I actually was, when I first looked at this list, I wrote down two or three things right off the top of my head for each category. Mm-hmm. And in this category, the first thing I wrote down was The Natural.
Okay.
But then I wrote down Bull Durham, and then I wrote down another movie that didn't even make the list, and I was really surprised at this because
really?
I really like this movie as a sports movie, The Longest Yard.
Okay.
The original, of course. I will not recognize the remake as even existing. So I was kind of surprised that didn't even get any votes. But Bull Durham just had it all. It had a little bit of drama, a little bit of love interest, mm-hmm. baseball stories, great lines that you remember, you know, Some funny actors, you know, before their prime.
That's true.
People like Tim Robbins and you know, interestingly enough, Susan Sarandon is on there as well.
Susan
with Costner
in the 14th inning of her physical prime.
Yeah, exactly. but still a lot of fun. A lot of great lines, as I said. A lot of great baseball situations and. And they really did a nice job with it.
Yeah, it was a great all-around movie. And I think a lot of us might have had it for a second, third, or fourth place choice if we were going to do that. As far as movies that didn't get necessarily the support that one might have thought they were going to be, again, Miracle got four votes. I was surprised my choice got as many as it did. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised, Russ, your choice didn't get any votes other than yours. Rocky, one would just, I mean... Rocky's one of the first things people think of when they think of a sports movie. Kind of shocking you cast the only vote for it out of 25 participants.
It is a little surprising. I did go on the junket for Miracle and interview people from the movie and some of the 1980 stars, and actually went to a nice screening room that's sort of like hidden in Manhattan. Loved it. Thought it was great. Couldn't vote for two. And again, I think more recent, but Rocky is one of the only movies that at the time got me and my friend Mike in New York. Well, I'm actually going to go see tomorrow. Get up at 5 in the morning, really down some raw eggs, and really run like a few miles when we never did that. And we did it the day after the movie, and I just can't remember any other time that I ever did anything stupid like that after a movie. And it was fun. I remember the excitement in the theater. It was exhilarating. It really was one of those few movies, like Miracle, where you really just got taken in by it. So I loved it. And, of course, I'm a big Slapshot mark as well, but I just would never put that number one.
I think the closest thing I can come to doing stupid after going to see a movie for the first time was going to buy a toy shotgun after Indiana Jones. But that was, you know, obviously a non-sports movie.
Hey, Russ, answer this honestly here, my man. You are now living in the greater Philly area. Have you ever done a thing? Have you ever run up the steps and done the Rocky pose there?
Yes. Yes, I've run up the steps at the Art Museum just for the fun of it. And actually, we taught one of my retired racing greyhounds how to do steps literally a couple days after she started to do it at the Art Museum. So that was a lot of fun.
It was a great movie. I'm just shocked beyond shocked, and if my partner Jason had been on with us now, I'd ask him about this. I mean, Jason's one of the biggest Rocky marks I know, and yet he voted for Miracle, and he's not even like a huge hockey guy. He likes hockey, but he's not a huge hockey guy, so that to me was a little surprising that he voted for Miracle, and he agreed with me on that as opposed to Rocky. Yeah, I would have thought it would have done better, but in the end, we raised the Dundee Award to Bull Durham. our inductee into the Pantheon for the best sports movie.